My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, Faith Walkers. Good morning. And thanks for tuning in again to the Faith Walkers broadcast. I am Iona, and I am your host. I'm also affectionately known as Lady Faith, as a lot of callers have named me. I am the visionary founder of Faith Walkers. And in Faith Walkers, as you know, is a broadcast committed to building and improving your physical, mental, and spiritual fitness through the practice of intentional and purpose-driven movement. Our commitment is to honor, reinforce, and renew our obedience to God's word. But first, I would like to thank Ms. Josie Hopkins, CEO of Josie's Inspirations Radio Network, and also Ms. Kayla Padgett, the CEO, founder of Finding My Way Radio Network USA, for this opportunity to be of service. Today, today we're going to look at the aspects of faith, the aspects of faith as found in 1 Samuel chapter 17 verses 32 through 37. And I would urge you guys in your spare time to go to 1 Samuel chapter 17 and read verses 31 through 39. It is here that you will learn of a lad named David, who managed his dad's sheep. Now, when David kept sheep, he proved himself to be a very careful and tender caretaker of his father's flock, and that he was worthy of the position. One morning, his father sent him to deliver some things to his brothers who were off fighting the Philistines. He was tasked with bringing back proof to his father on their status as proof that he had saw them. David was obedient and went as his father asked. David learned they were all well, and when he arrived, he heard the war cry of his fellow Israelites as they prepared to confront the Philistines. Now, hearing this, he left the goods with an officer and ran to the battle line. He went to his brothers and asked how they were doing. It was then that Goliath came forward, challenging the Israelites. When the soldiers saw Goliath and learned of the reward King Saul promised to the one who was able to defeat the giant, he responded to Saul's fear with faith by volunteering to fight him. He had successfully defeated lions and bears and declared he would do the same to the giant and anyone who dared to defy the army of the living God. David was given armor by Saul, but David was not comfortable to go into battle with such armor. Daniel remained faithful and continued to put his trust in the Lord. Why? Because he had already defeated the lion and the bear. David relied on his faith, F-A-I-T-H, y'all, and past defeats in which the Lord brought him through. He told King Saul that the Lord had saved him from the lions and the bears, and he believed that God would surely save him from the Philistines that stood before him. With that, King Saul granted David's request, "Go, and the Lord be with you." First, the king suited David up in the customary armor, but David again chose faith, prayer, truth, and righteousness. His whole armor of God, along with the mind that was in Christ. Armor which is equally needed for all the servants of the Lord, whatever their status in life. When was the last time you stepped out on your faith and faith alone to deal with the uncertain times that come up in your life? This scenario reminds me of Christ, the Good Shepherd, who not only ventured out, but laid his life down for his sheep. Our faith walk ought to encourage us all to trust in God and be bold in the way of our duty to Him. Once delivered, God will continue to do so. Today, our focus will zero in on five powerful key aspects that every Christian should possess to survive in these certain uncertain times. Weapons we should suit up in all and always be prepared for warfare. Five positively powerful pieces of armor that you need to suit up with daily and will set your faith on fire. I want you to grab something to write with. You'll want to take notes of this, meditate on, and pray over so that you'll always be prepared for warfare. Number one, faith reacts. Initial response to attack is fear and retraction. Faith will fuel you with confidence and conviction. When you go through darkness and difficulties painful to bear, God tells us to fear not. You have already defeated Satan, and God is on my side. Day by day, God provides whatever I need to endure any pain or difficulty I encounter. Simply having God's presence beside you is everything you need to confront the storm. The 23rd Psalm, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Visualize your victory. Don't respond with fear and don't retract. Step. I said step and walk out in faith. Number two, faith resolves. David didn't entertain the thought of fear and defeat. In his mind, he'd already resolved to see the defeat of the giant Philistine. Goliath had to die. Walk on in faith. Walk towards your God-given destiny. Number three, faith remembers. David immediately reflected back on how the Lord had delivered him when confronted with the lion and the bear. David put his faith behind a stone. Think back to a time in your life when the lion or the bear threatened to take you down in the valley of the shadow of death, physical, mental, and or spiritually. Reflect on how God delivered you. Remember to put your trust in God. Remember to share your testimony. Somebody needs to hear that. Like David, know and believe that God will bring you out. Remember in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, God made something out of nothing. Walk boldly in faith. Flex a rich faith that remembers. Number four, faith relies. Stay suited in armor. David relied on what he already knew. The lion defeated. The bear defeated. Faith behind a stone is the weapon he chose to defeat Goliath. Not by might, but by the Spirit of God. Visualize it, believe it, receive it, and achieve it. God will handle it through faith, so when faced with inevitable warfare, I encourage you to pray, fast, and put it in God's hands. Walk in faith, y'all, solid and immovable. And finally, fifth, faith receives. David saw Goliath, but he also believed God. David saw the giant already dead. Goliath died when David reacts with faith. If you are a born again Christian, then faith is already residing in you. You are indeed a child of God. The time is now. Ignite that passion in you. Fan your flames, y'all. Maintain your focus and walk in faith. Matthew 17, verse 20 tells us to have mustard seed faith. Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Did you know that a mustard seed can grow into a 20-foot tree? Even though faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains, your faith is not supposed to remain the same size. It is supposed to grow. Are you growing your faith? James chapter 2, verse 18 reminds us that God says, show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. Seeds of faith are always within us. Sometimes it, takes a crisis to nourish and encourage their growth. A quote by Susan Taylor, where she asks, "When was the last time you had a valley experience?" Think about that. When was the last time you stepped out in faith and faith alone? Total surrender in dealing with the uncertain times that come up in your life. Where in your life are you avoiding making the choice to give into fear and retreat from your enemy? Reflect on your past valley experience. How prepared for warfare were you? Was your faith leading you to victory? Did you try to resolve the issue yourself? And if so, how did that work for you? When was the last time you totally surrendered? I'm talking about fully removing yourself from the situation and stood flat-footed facing your giant. Did you visualize your victory? Put your faith armor, grab your stone, step out in faith, and defeat the giants in your life. Together, let's blaze with faith. that's fully engulfing and consuming as we stand flat-footed and go into battle. Ignite that fiery faith from within as you walk this journey called life. And remember to react with confidence and conviction of defeat. Resolve to move towards your God-given destiny. Remember how far God has brought you from, and rely based on your relationship with God, fully believing and receiving that God and God alone will bring you through. Receive the power of victory, defeating your enemy. Look your enemy in the eye, flat-footed and determined not to go in the valley with him. My prayer is that somebody was blessed and encouraged to walk boldly with a new attitude today. You got Jesus on your side, and that's a win-win. And as I close out, lace up your tennis shoes, y'all. It's time to faith walk. And as I close out, remember, walk in faith.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.